Hello and welcome to Mindset Shifts with Debbie. I am your host, Debbie McKeever, and this is episode 28. In this episode, I wanted to discuss belief versus awareness as it relates to God, the Most High, universe, or whatever it is that you call the infinite power of the universe. When you believe in God, it really just signifies a belief in the existence of a higher power. To be aware of the Most High's presence is to have a conscious awareness that the infinite power of the universe exists within you. And that power existing within you allows you to be, to do, and to have anything that you desire. That is when you become aware that there are no limits, that all things are possible. Just to simply believe that God exists and that God created the universe and everything in it does not mean that you have a knowing that you are one with this infinite power. In fact, in most cases, the belief is that you are separate from God. You're separate from this power. And the belief that you are separate and not one, and that this power exists, you know, somewhere far away in the sky instead of within you, a lot of times is what creates these limiting beliefs, because you don't know that God is existing through you, or that this higher power is expressing itself through you in the physical form. And once you have a conscious awareness of this and a conscious awareness of the power, that's what breaks the chains. That's what breaks the limits, you know, off of your mind. Because whatever you believe consciously, that is what is supplanted into your subconscious mind. And whatever is planted in your subconscious mind is what becomes objective into your reality. It's like the law of sowing and reaping. Whatever you sow into your subconscious mind, that's what you reap into your reality. So having an awareness of this infinite power allows you to reap, you know, infinite benefits into your reality instead of this finite box that we often put this higher power into, because we believe that, you know, God or universe or whatever is somewhere out there, and that, you know, we have to have a mediator, or that we have to wait on God to do a certain things, when really it's expressing itself through us, and that we have the power within us to be and to do and to have our desires without the weight and without the mediator. And that's why a lot of times when we, you know, particularly people in religious circles, and you're looking at people like, oh, well, you know, that person doesn't go to church, or they don't read their Bible, or, you know, they're not, in the case of a Bible believing Christian, you know, they're not confessing the name of Jesus. And then you figure, you know, how is it that they seem to be doing better in life than I am? And I'm going to church every Sunday. I'm going to Bible study, and, you know, I'm going to Sunday school. I'm doing, you know, I'm reading my Bible every day. And, you know, you're doing all of these religious things, and you're confused about somebody who, you know, seems to be, you know, so-called out there in the world, who seems to have just the perfect life and they're able to manifest anything that they want. And that is because they are consciously aware of the infinite power working within them. They may not necessarily be practicing a religion, or, you know, they may not refer to this higher power as God or Jesus or Buddha or, you know, Allah or whatever it is that you believe in, but they know that they have this infinite power working within them. And that's what allows them to know that they can be anything that they want to be, that they can do anything that they want to do, and they can have anything that they want to have. Because ultimately, your innermost desires, I'm not talking about fleshly on the surface, you know, greedy wants. Those innate desires that you have, those come from God or from source or from the higher power. And so when you're consciously aware that you have this power working within you, then you are able to effortlessly bring these desires to pass. And so even though, you know, these people that you're looking at are not practicing religions, or they're not, you know, going to church services or reading the Bible and, you know, practicing any specific faith, you know, they're still able to make this infinite power work for them because they know that they're not separate. And even though you're doing all of these religious things, on the other hand, you may believe that you are separate from God. You know, or you believe that some, you know, sin or wrongdoing that you've done has separated you from God, when the truth is that you're one, you know, with the infinite source of the universe. And so once you tap into this knowing and tap into this power, then you can begin to effortlessly manifest your desires into your life. You can bring these things to pass, you know, without going through, you know, certain rituals. I think that in a lot of cases, and not to judge anyone, but I think in a lot of cases, instead of having an awareness of God, people have an awareness of church, or an awareness of a certain version of the Bible. You know, people begin to, you know, it's almost like they're worshiping a structure, or they're worshiping, you know, you have people that are adamant, Bible believing Christians that are adamant about particular versions of the Bible, people that won't stray from, you know, the King James Version, or you have people that worship, you know, the man of God or the woman of God, you know, whoever is, you know, in the pulpit. And so, you know, instead of leaning and depending and worshiping, you know, and having a connection to, you know, all of these external things, you have to learn how to have a connection to the power that is within, you know, that allows you to have all of these things that you desire, you know, that you may be denying on the surface because you have limiting beliefs. Once you tap into that power and you know that, you know, nothing is off limits, then you'll understand, you know, why someone who isn't necessarily, you know, practicing a certain religion, you know, can manifest all these things. So with that being said, I will wrap this up. I hope that you got something out of it. I appreciate you so much for listening, and make it a great night.